Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boom, here we go. It's 10 past the hour of 12. Hartman, Jones, Carter, Wheeler here, which means Dave Harrigan hates America. Took the day off. What a quitter.
Loser.
What a loser. I've been declared the czar of Thanksgiving.
Trump has appointed you.
Yes.
Thanksgiving Day.
Thanks.
What? You were maestro of something yesterday.
I would prefer if you call me maestro.
The maestro?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about conducting.
We did the conductor thing again yesterday.
And he wants us to call him maestro.
Maestro. Yeah. You know I'm right, though.
What?
The conductor situation. We talked about this yesterday.
Okay. Yeah.
You need some expertise in practice. But when you're now Osmo,
when the game's on the line,
Vonskin, and it's the orchestra, and you're just gesticulating, they're not even looking at you.
Gesticulating, that is a perfect word.
Yeah, they're not even looking at your card, right?
Anyway.
No, they're looking.
Oh, no, they're not. Okay, let's go over some thoughts that I have. I feel vindicated. I saw a poll today, not the poll Adam saw last night. 25% of Americans don't want turkey to be the main meal. 25%. I think it was 14 until I've come out again and pointed out that turkey is dry and dull. Right. I am shaping America's Thanksgiving awakenings.
It's like me with Target. I told the said people are over Target.
You know, in fact, you know what I heard today? 500 Targets just closed because of you.
Sorry.
Shut her down. Susie admitted turkey, dull, dry, and you're only having turkey tomorrow because of societal pressure.
Okay, I'll go with that, but I really do like turkey.
Well,
although,
then don't go with it.
I like turkey.
Yeah.
And I know it's dry and boring.
Not when done correctly.
And tomorrow I am so looking forward to it. I really am. We're going to my cousin's house. He's doing the turkey.
Yeah.
I'm doing sweet potatoes and green beans.
Okay.
And everybody else has something assigned to
them. Okay, so what's your key to sweet potatoes? By the way, here's another Thanksgiving rule for me. Thanksgiving, you are required to have sweet potatoes.
Okay.
You are required. I know you're a sweet potato hater.
No,
are
I
you?
Love sweet potatoes.
Oh.
I thought you didn't.
No, I like,
it.
Sweet potatoes. Mashed sweet potatoes are great.
Mm-hmm, okay. That's what I'm making.
Do you want?
Oh yeah.
Do you want both?
Sure. You have to have both.
I think we have both. Two different kinds of mash.
Now you probably like soupy.
No
potatoes.
No, chunky.
Yeah, chunky.
Susan. Oh, we discussed this. Chunky. I like smooth.
Lumpy.
Lumpy.
No, I'm not a lumpy person.
Okay.
I mean, I am, but
yeah.
That's a joke about my butt.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, Susie. I was confused until you told it. Until you provided the clarification. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I can't believe I said that.
Green beans. What do you think about green beans?
Green bean casserole, disgusting.
It kind of is, and yet I do it every year.
Why?
Because everybody wants it because it goes.
Pressure.
Societal pressure.
You know what I found out today? The person who created the green bean casserole, first name of that person?
Jolly.
Dorcas.
Dorcas. That's not true.
Look it up.
I don't believe it. The Jolly Green Giant.
Mm. Ho, ho, ho. Okay. Green Giant.
Was that about your butt, too? Or?
No. So far, only Chunky relates.
Adam is right, by the way. Dorcas. Dorcas?
Dorcas.
That's the name?
Yes. It was while working as a recipe developer in the Campbell Soup Test Kitchen.
Who names their kid?
It's a biblical
Dorcas.
Name. We had about seven texters tell us that it's a biblical name.
Dorcas is a biblical name?
Correct.
Wow. That's a tough name.
That is a tough name.
I don't care how biblical you are. Right. He never was happy.
Dorcas.
He's a woman, but she wasn't happy.
Dorcas is a female?
Yes.
Well, you know, think about the olden days.
Okay.
So the bottom line is, my sweet potatoes are always well received because I make them with the marshmallows and all the goo. So it's basically just sugar. I felt
disappointed.
I was watching TikTok.
They don't need marshmallows.
Okay, time out. So I was watching. I wish so much that I could play a TikTok video on this air, but we would lose the license. But it's about
Wouldn't be a bad time to go down. We just turned 100.
It was a good run.
Get paid? You know,
I don't know. Okay. It's a woman who's screaming at her daughter who decided on Thanksgiving to change the recipe for a favorite dish. So in this case, it was macaroni and cheese, and the daughter did it differently than her mother had suggested. I did that once with the sweet potatoes. I made real sweet potatoes, not out of the can, and I put walnuts instead of marshmallows.
Oh, that's a way better bowl. Marshmallows. First of all, marshmallows overall, they're overrated.
Overrated, but you know what? They're great for a sore throat.
What?
Seriously.
What?
Yep.
Seriously?
It's a little hack. Yeah, if you've got a sore throat, eat marshmallows.
Get out of town.
Like the powdering on the outside is very soothing on the
side. Is that true?
That is absolutely true.
Never heard of this.
Josh, Google that.
I'm telling you, I had COVID last year or 2 years ago when I had it. It was the worst sore throat I've ever had in my life. And
so it's just a cold. I can't believe you bought it.
Yeah, right. And I was eating marshmallows.
Once again, and this is nothing new. Adam is always right. The marshmallow root can help soothe a sore throat.
I'll be darned.
The inventor of the marshmallow root, also Dorcas.
Today, brother. Just spitting facts.
Macaroni and cheese is required for a Thanksgiving meal, but not Kraft. You have to put together a unique effort, and it has to be baked.
Baked macaroni and cheese.
Has to have some crunch about it.
Right. Parmesan crusted top.
Could be. Mm-hmm. Why are you shaking your head? Do you hate macaroni and cheese?
You've got to have it this way.
Yes, I'm the Thanksgiving czar.
Yeah.
I'm a czar.
He's a maestro. Yesterday, today he's a czar.
Tom. You have a hat on and be a bio, you know.
I should have my Thanksgiving hat on. Okay, other offerings that you'd like to suggest to the Thanksgivings are, and I'll let you know if you're right or wrong. 651-461-9226. I have been declared by the president-elect Donald John Trump.
Nobody knows Thanksgiving like this guy.
Thanksgiving czar. Turkey, out! I want you to throw that dull, dry bird in the garbage.
No.
Get ham and brisket and bring down Big Turkey.
Gosh.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. Josh, are you trying to get fired here? I don't have that capability, but I may hate this song than any other song on the planet.
Every break.
Didn't know you were anti-Eagles.
Oh, this is such a horrible song. By the way, this isn't from the Eagles. This is just him on his own.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is not, by the way, and the Eagles, overrated.
The Eagles as a whole?
Yeah.
I might be with you there.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm not.
You're not?
I like the Eagles. I met him.
Among the texts, they raise more turkeys in Minnesota than any other state. You hate Minnesota if you don't have turkey for Thanksgiving. No, I'm trying to help out Minnesota. I'm trying to be a giver,
Listen.
A provider. How about this person who I may block? Ranch dipping sauce for turkey. Oh,
ew,
my God.
I don't know.
I'd rather spoon with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed than
have
turkey and ranch. Honestly.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, underrated chest lettuce.
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously.
Oh, man.
Adam, do the marshmallows have to be cherry flavored?
No. Very good. No.
Oh my God.
So good. Turkey is good for you, though. It's low-fat meat. I often use ground turkey in hot dishes. Now, ground turkey.
Okay.
I come around on ground turkey.
All right.
Fraud.
No.
It's a fraudulent take.
Spatchcock game hens. Mm-hmm. Turkey is nasty. I've had game hens a few times. Not a lot. I've liked it.
Yeah.
I've liked
very
it.
Very small, but delicious.
Let's see. Chad, give Adam a break. You should really be focused on Jordana's conduct in the previous segment. I believe I missed it. I did not
Me
hear.
Me too.
What happened?
I don't think.
Did something
She didn't
happen.
Do anything crazy.
Hmm.
I broke my toe on the bed frame during sex once.
Wow.
Remember we were talking about injuries?
That person's...
Liar.
How do you break your foot while you're having sex on a bed? Let's imagine.
Adam, could you sketch this out for me? You're kind of a sketch artist. I mean, could you come up with that? All right, back to some of my Thanksgiving rules. You may have multiple pies. You're allowed to have multiple pies. But if pecan pie isn't one of them, you're not allowed to celebrate Thanksgiving for 5 years.
All right.
Years.
There you go.
For 5 years.
You're saying that or our texter saying that?
The Thanksgiving czar is.
Oh, right.
Okay.
I love.
You're allowed to have multiple pies. But if, do you go pecan or pecan?
Pecan.
You go pecan?
I don't know. Either way.
I go pecan.
I go pecan, too.
Yeah. Pecan pie.
It's amazing, right?
It's the best. Oh, it's,
I don't know about amazing.
But... Amazing.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
Warmed up with a little bit of ice cream. Oof.
Do you want a smaller group or a bigger group? This on the Thanksgiving czar is showing an openness that he normally does not show. Okay? He's. I mean, if you're a czar, you're not flexible.
Unlike the borders are.
Yeah.
You're not opening. You're not quite open.
Opening day of the
border.
New administration, we're going to lose about 30 million people in the country.
Like half the farm workers in the country.
Everybody leave.
By the way, if you talk to someone whose skin is less than shiny white, you might be gone.
Yeah. You might be gone.
Adam Carter, what's your ideal number for a Thanksgiving festival celebration?
I'm going to go halfway, like eight or 10.
I think that's a good number. Yep. Susan K. Jones?
Well, it is what it is at our house because whoever's coming is coming, and we've got 20.
Hit the buzzer. Hit the buzzer. I mean, she's not answering the question.
I'm getting there.
She's not. But hit the buzzer. I mean.
Don't do that to me.
Yes.
Now, it's the day before Thanksgiving. We have 24 people coming to my cousin's tomorrow.
Geez. What's the question? How many people are coming to your house? The question was, what is the ideal number?
I guess I would say 18.
Did the czar stutter, Susie?
Yes. And by the way, I don't think you respected the czar.
No. Are you respecting the czar enough, Susie?
Josh, ideal number for Josh Wheeler at the abode?
10.
10?
Huh. Yeah.
I think that's a fairly good number.
Yeah.
What do you think, czar?
I think 8 to 10 is a good number, not 24.
Now, I like the tone she was just giving you.
I think it was, I mean, what happens if you challenge most czars, Carter?
I think you're banished to
Death.
Tibet.
Death or Siberia.
Death.
Siberia.
Siberia.
You're going to Siberia.
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 Or Mar-a-Lago.
Botswana.
Botswana. I want to go there.
You are required to have appetizers a couple hours ahead of the meal. You cannot go right to the meal. You have to have appetizers. Susan K. Jones, earned the respect back of the czar.
Kneel before the czar.
Kneel before the czar. You're bowing. Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
That is appropriate. You're welcome back into the family.
Thank you.
Into czardom.
Into the czardom. You're welcome back.
I say yes to appetizers.
Yes. Adam Carter, what is your name?
I know
name?
What you're going to say. Room cocky or whatever you call it.
Yeah,
what?
A room cocky or...
Excuse me?
Is that back to the text and the sex injury here? It's called rumaki.
Oh, rumaki.
You get water chestnuts.
I was way off.
Oh, I love water chestnuts.
Okay, you
put them in bacon.
No, hang on.
Oh, sorry.
You have to have them lather
Sauté.
Up with soy sauce.
I know.
So you have the soy sauce.
I'm done.
Bathe the water chestnuts, much
so
like
good.
Adam bathes Jen each night. That's what I've been told.
Oh, that's nice.
That's how much. And then you broil them with nooski bacon. This is the only time, really, you pay more for bacon.
You wrap it around.
You wrap it around.
Broil
you
it.
You get toothpicks.
Yep.
You are required to not find the toothpicks that you bought the previous year.
Because you got to buy another.
Never, ever use the toothpicks outside for the room box. And you're like, and you're also required to swear a number of times. Where are those bleeping toothpicks?
I know. I know I put them somewhere.
I put them somewhere. So do you, at the Carter Estate, do you have a unique appetizer that is unlike room cocky, which was, I believe you called it earlier?
I think, you know, it's I've bounced around so much lately.
Excuse me?
That I think we just do like a regular kind of a charcuterie tray.
Mm, that's fancy.
That works. Yeah. That works very nice.
Dips. Like this guy, am I right?
You.
Hey,
thank
no.
you.
Hey.
Where do we stand on eating out, having, you know, like a 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock dinner Thanksgiving compared to at the place? Where do we stand? The Thanksgiving czar, again, is willing to listen where you stand. Probably not really listen that much, but allow you to talk while okay. the czar acts
you
like
you mean going out to a
yeah,
restaurant
yes,
on Thanksgiving
going out
Day
to a restaurant
of-
compared to bringing people into the breath and the breast of your home.
With the kith and kin and the like? No, I love restaurants. I respect them. Nobody loves restaurants more than I do.
Okay, so you want them closed? Is that what you're saying?
Just saying this is the day. Maybe you should, you know.
Shut down.
Be at home.
So people should be, and you're saying to the Thanksgiving czar that you should be embarrassed if you're going out to eat.
That's a
not
little,
what I said.
No, that's a little harsh.
That's a little harsh.
That's not what I said.
Mm.
That's it was the inference, right?
Mm-hmm.
Susan K.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you stand on going out to eat on Thanksgiving Day?
Me?
No, Laura Oaks. I want you to go down the hall. That's Laura Oaks. I'm looking right at you. You're looking right at me. I asked you the question. I might have even said Susie.
I think
and then you,
did. You
go, me?
I think you said Susan K.
Yeah.
I am all in on going to someone's house to have Thanksgiving. I like the warmth. I like football. I like couches. I like to eat
I'm
and
with
go
you.
Lay down and put a blanket on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how, that's a nice Thanksgiving for me. After a nice meal, we all just lay down and watch football, and then we eat again.
Not this year.
Why? Bad teams?
Giants, Cowboys.
Yeah, I mean, right.
If they're playing in my living room, I wouldn't watch.
Oh, no.
Okay, what about like a Thanksgiving kit? Like from a restaurant or a grocery store?
Huh, sure, I might
and
do
you
that.
Say,
absolutely.
I don't feel like cooking this
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. You remember, I was thinking about the other, just driving around the other day because remember.
Were you just driving around? Or
no, I was going to get some. Shut up. I was thinking about.
Wow.
You just, this is the czar.
This is the czar.
Oh,
the Thanksgiving czar. You just told us, shut up. Thank you, Josh.
Oh, man. No, I was remembering the pandemic, and we ordered Thanksgiving from, I think my mom found something in the paper that some place named called Jimmy's out in Minnetonka right off Shady Oak Road.
I like Jimmy's.
We ordered our entire Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm.
I drove up, pulled up, and like four of us ate together at that Thanksgiving.
I think it makes even more sense if you don't have a big group.
Yeah.
Right.
If it's why like, make a huge turkey?
You know, if you get three or four people, I think it's a good idea.
Hmm.
What are your thoughts on interacting with the Thanksgiving czar? Early thoughts.
You allowed me to look into your eyes, so I appreciate that.
And you were mesmerized. Susie. You. I'm talking to you now.
She's
Susie.
Looking at me, though.
She's looking at Adam.
Looking at me?
Yeah.
I am fine with the czar. I mean, I've known the czar a long time, and I'm really. I just sort of appease the czar.
Oh.
I know that he thinks he's all that, and I kind of go, all right, you're all that. But behind your back, I'm like.
We know what you say about all of us behind our backs.
Or in front of your back.
Or because you did just tell me like 1 minute ago, shut up. Thank you.
Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To you,
Thanksgiving.
Sir, and I'm going to keep seeing you throughout the show.
Yes, I will be here.
Paul Majors on Broadcast Wars when we come back. Not a lot of people realize this, but when Paul Majors started in the news business, his name was Marty Buffalini. You know, so it's kind of interesting that Paul's brought in the conversation after Marty's excellent work on traffic. Paul, like all our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much. At least I made it today.
Yes, yes, that happens. No problem.
I missed you, Dad. I apologize profusely, and I mean that.
No worries at all. I just was worried something happened. So, hey, we've all...
Here's how selfish I am, Chad. So I get home from what I was doing, and I turn my phone on because I didn't have it with me. And I see that you said that. Are you all right? And I said to my wife, I went, oh, God, Chad's checking up on me.
Well,
what an idiot I am.
Yeah, I mean, well, Paul, when people get to a certain age, you know, friends like to check up on them and just...
Good call, good call. But you know, what I feel good about is I had the day right and I had the year right.
And the month. I mean, don't undersell the month.
Look.
All right, I have watched the first 20 minutes of what our mutual friend Kathy Werzer did, and I'm all in. I've not had a chance to watch all of it. I'm talking about Broadcast Wars, where Kathy talks to a lot of people about the rise of local TV news, in particular in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And you obviously arrived upon the scene at Channel 11 when Channel 11 really wasn't a factor at that point.
No, it wasn't at all. No,
okay.
No, September of 1983.
So what were you thinking when you arrived at, was it WUSA then? What was it called at that point?
No, it was WTCN.
So it was TCN still then. Okay, what are you thinking when you arrive upon the scene?
Well, I'm leaving a really good station in San Diego where I'm anchoring the 11 o'clock news and reporting for the early newscasts. So my schedule every day is, you know, 3 to 1 in the morning, midnight. And it's San Diego. The weather's beautiful. I love Pacific Beach. Of all the beaches there, Pacific Beach is my favorite. I go there every morning before work. I boogie board and swim, have a great time. And, you know, I'd lived in Minnesota before, obviously, just while I was in law school. I'm going, here, I can remember this. They made me an offer. They flew me back there. They made me an offer. I wake up, and I was staying at a hotel downtown where I could look out the window, and I saw the Marquette Bank sign where it's the time and temperature.
Sure.
And the temperature was 31 degrees. It's March. Got on the plane, flew back home to Lindbergh Field, the airport in San Diego.
Yep.
Before they ever, I mean, this is when they shoved a stairwell up to the plane and you climbed off.
Right.
The door opens on the plane. I'm walking down the Santa Ana winds are blowing. It's 83 degrees. And I'm going, why in the hell would I ever do that?
Right.
But career-wise, I thought this was the motivation. I thought, you know, there are no expectations that this thing can ever work. So if you go there and you fail, it's really not a massive failure. But if you go there and you have any kind of success, you know, you'll be well rewarded. So that I just took a risk is what I did.
Okay. How soon did you guys start having success?
I think the first time we were ever number one, it may have been July. It was a summer. Back then, the rating periods were November, February, May, and July was still used in some markets. Kind of, it went by the wayside because that's summer holiday time, and viewership is down. People are outdoors, they're traveling, et cetera.
Yeah.
It was the July ratings period where we beat both KSDP and WCCO and finished number one in households. And I believe it was like 1987.
Okay. So that's...
86 or 87 around there.
3-4 years after you're off. So part of it talks about just how ultra competitive this was. How do you describe that? How do you convey that to individuals who weren't around or weren't aware of that if they lived here and were watching? Maybe some days they'd watch you, some days they'd watch four. Just, you know, how backbiting it really was.
Well, it was very competitive. I mean, I lived it and breathed it. That's I would wake up, and that's where my mind went. Lying in bed at night, I was wondering, you know, literally, what did we do well? What could we do better? You know, we kind of failed at this. God, we did really well at this. It was just every day. You just, you know, I mean, you know us better than anybody. The Timberwolves can be undefeated 80 games end of the season, right? And yet, when they're in their pregame huddle, they're still saying this. No one believes in us.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's us against the world. You know what I mean?
That's
so I adopted that attitude.
Yep.
And I mean, I didn't mind. I didn't really know the people at KSTP and CCO and KMSP.
Yep.
Some of them I knew. But I had to, for me, my purposes, I had to make them the enemy.
Yep.
It's us against the world, that kind of thing. It was extremely competitive. You know, you used to get your ratings like weeks after those rating periods were over. Now, as you know, you get them overnight.
Right away.
And you're able to get them overnight for years now. But gosh, we used to wait for those books to come back with the information on how we did, and it was just dreadful. It was like pins and needles walking on eggshells just waiting to find out.
So a lot of this, fair or not, individuals would position this as you against Shelby.
And in the, as you watch more, you'll see that that's race. And I actually said Don really wasn't my rival.
Who was?
My CCO. Yeah. KSDP, KMSP.
All of it.
I did. Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, they were the enemy. I hated them with a zeal.
Would you, I mean, you like to go out. People go out. They see each other. There might be a broadcast event when all of a sudden it was face-to-face. What was that like?
Oh, I drop-kicked a couple women and just flat-out punched a couple guys when I met them. No, I... That didn't happen very often. You're always cordial and polite.
Yeah.
You're going to do anything, obscene or stupid. Well, I've done those things in my life, but not in that regard.
Paul Majors is with us. We're talking about Kathy Werzer's excellent work, Broadcast Wars.
Boy, she did a good job. I got to hand it to her.
Yeah.
I've said this before. She's a Minnesota treasure. She really is.
She's a great
hard,
person.
Hard working, smart person.
Yes, exactly. And in a business where we know there's a lot of people who you're like, I don't really care for that person.
I agree.
Pretty much Kathy is universally liked and
respect, yeah,
right.
Respected.
So on the early parts of the TV news scene, before I get back to how it continued to evolve while you were here, when you watched the early part of a Kathy provided, what surprised you? What stood out to you most about it?
You know, most of that I knew because of my brother's relationship with KSTP.
Yep.
So I knew a lot of the history of KSTP because my brother lived a large part of it. And there were some things about CCO I didn't know about their formation. And I didn't realize I didn't understand their dominance. I mean, there was a period where it was just those two battling it out. And CCO was really dominant until my brother Ron arrived. KSTP, as you know, had been dominant early on because they may have been the first television station on the air in America. I know they were among the first. They may have been I know they were the first doing a broadcast, a news broadcast. There's so many firsts at KSTP.
Yeah, no, they deserve a lot of credit for that.
Incredible ownership, and the Hubbards, they plowed money back into that business. They're very smart operators.
I was reminded again, I just had forgotten this part, that Dave Moore wasn't trained as a journalist, that he was an actor. And that was so much of what he was doing. You obviously, once you were here, you heard about Dave Moore all the time. You heard about it, when your brother was here. What stood out to just why he worked so well in this town?
Dave Moore would have worked well anywhere.
Yeah.
Because Dave Moore, when you watch that, continue to watch, or for those of you who are going to watch, when you listen to Dave Moore basically read a story, that's what he's doing. He's reading a news story to you. He comes across as not reading. He's just telling you the information of the day. The guy was brilliant. He is the GOAT of Minnesota broadcasters. There's no doubt about that in my mind. He was relatable. He was so comfortable with himself on the air. And all of that came through. I mean, he's all those adjectives you can use, trustworthy, knowledgeable. Mm-hmm. He's all of that rolled
into
one.
Funny.
Dave Moore.
Interesting.
Dave
he would grab you.
The GOAT.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kathy was kind enough to reach out through Twitter. Reminder, if you haven't had a chance to see Broadcast Wars, I started watching it online today. You can just go to Twin Cities Public Television. But if you want to watch it on TV, hey, it's tied to November 29th, 7 p.m. So you can watch it that way. So now let's get back to you guys and the 90s, where you guys are just rolling. I know most of the credit probably goes to myself and Barrero for bringing you on the show. I mean, the things were dying at CARE, and then we picked you up. But, like, what was it like then when you kind of, as opposed to nobody believes in us, nobody watches us to, it was a long run. Were you in CARE 11 because, and you've talked about this many, many times, about just the camaraderie and the talent and how well-liked it was, and it was fun to go to work. But what was it like during that run when it was just, hey, we're on top, book after book, year after year?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and Dan when you guys had your show on KFAN for taking me to lunch and asking me to be on your show, because the remuneration that you guys gave me changed my life radically.
Yes.
Wait, what? How much was that? That's right, zero.
It's coming.
Zero.
It's coming. It's, yeah, you know, yeah. It's, we've been...
Meanwhile, Kevin McHale, who shows up once a week, I used to give him crap about this, too. I remember when Kevin had to move on because he had other obligations. He got a fishing boat.
Different boats.
He got a, an SUV.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
got like 10, 15 boats laying around right now. He doesn't know what to do with them.
And he never took me fishing, by the way.
Well, he claimed he was going to.
Yeah. So here's what it was like. It's us against the world.
Still.
Today.
Yeah.
Still. It had to be for me. I did enjoy it. I mean, I enjoyed it a lot. With the people I worked with, clearly my 20 years of CARE, for me personally, were the best years of my broadcast life. And it was because of the people. We had such an outstanding group of smart, clever people that it's just hard to put that combination together anywhere. But I've always said, I always said this. So when you're rolling along in the 90s, like you just described, someone may have just moved to the Twin Cities, or someone may have been upset by something they saw on Channel 4 or Channel 5 or Channel 9.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe tonight is the night they're going to try Channel 11. So you have to be on top of your game.
Good reminder.
Every time you go on the air. You better do a good job, because it's an opportunity, and you don't want to lose those opportunities. I always likened myself to a gunfighter. That last newscast was over, and guess what? I don't have a hole in me.
Yeah.
I got another newscast, so I've got to draw quicker than everybody else again. So it was just that way every day.
I got about 2 minutes left. So when you go to L.A., it's home, and it's an enormous challenge going to KCBS. What were the biggest differences at KCBS, where you had a lot of success also, compared to CARE and battling in this time when you battled in L.A.?
Big difference in esprit de corps, huge difference. And in Los Angeles, they just stab you in the front rather in the back.
they just would let you know. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't bother sneaking up on you. They just it was a complete difference in the mentality of the team effort. Complete difference.
Which I bet you missed.
I honestly did. There were days where I was depressed about it.
Yeah.
Not clinically depressed, but just depressed. Yeah.
Why was it that way?
It's Los Angeles, and it's sort of, L.A.'s L.A. It's every dog for himself.
Yeah, that's fair. What's happening tomorrow with the family?
Let's see. We have youngest daughter with a roommate. They're arriving today from L.A. Oldest daughter has to work up in the Bay Area. A guy named Mike Nelson, who's actually from Tomahawk, Wisconsin. Mike just finished a career at CBS, where he was executive vice president of communications. His name's Mike Nelson, so I'm old enough that I refer to him. I've never called him Mike. I call him C. Hunt after Lloyd Bridges.
Sure.
And a guy named Bob Howler's coming down from Seattle Wheels, one of my college roommates.
Beautiful. I am once again heading your way this winter, so let's find a way to see each other.
Oh, absolutely. You got it.
Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Same to you, Chad. Just a word, I just want to let you know, as I try to always do, I appreciate your friendship.
I do, too. I always am reminded of that when we chat. So have a great day tomorrow.
Thanks, Jed.
Paul Majors right here on WCCO. Among the texters, Dave Moore, sexist, asked Pat Miles. I saw Pat recently, had a great conversation with her. I have not arrived at this part for me of Broadcast Wars, but I saw the preview where Dave Moore is condescending to Pat Miles. There's no denying that. And somebody else was asking about Diana Pierce. Diana Pierce played a large part in what CARE was able to accomplish. So did Jeff Passold, Randy Shaver, Belinda Jensen, Paul Douglas. But the truth is, the last guy we just chatted with, and yes, I'm biased because we've been good friends for 30 years, but also I'm objective in this one, he was just the star. There's a reason why market after market after market tried to hire Majors. That doesn't mean he was carrying a group of just average individuals. He just was the final part and consistently made good reporters or good anchors even better. And if they don't have him, they don't have their success. They have some success, but they don't have the level of success they did. And I think anybody who was around in that business would acknowledge that. Jim Peterson on the Wolves. What's the panic level for Pete? He's early next hour. It's your Lindis Construction Time Check. It's 12:57. Time to make your home more energy efficient with GAF. So
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Roofing and free installation labor.